Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On November 13th, the Security Council unanimously voted to renew the mandate of the Yemen panel of experts, as well as the targeted arms embargo, asset freeze, and travel ban measures involving Yemen. Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN, said the sanctions remain an important tool to deter threats to peace, stability, and security of Yemen. He expressed regret, however, that the Security Council failed to adopt additional measures to degrade the Houthis' ability to continue their destabilizing and aggressive acts in Yemen and in the region.
One such measure, recommended by the Yemen Sanctions Panel of Experts, would have enhanced the group's ability to report on options to address Houthi aggression, enabled by provision of arms and related material from state and non-state actors in the Red Sea. Unfortunately, even this common sense recommendation was not considered by the Council, due in no small part to the threats from one UN Security Council member with support from another permanent member to veto any effort to strengthen the sanctions. Such opposition precluded any reference to growing ties between the Houthis and UN-designated al-Qaeda affiliates, including al-Shabaab.
Ambassador Wood noted that the Houthis have targeted more than 90 merchant vessels with drones and missiles since October 2023, with devastating impacts to commercial shipping.
They have unlawfully detained United Nations, NGO, civil society, former diplomatic mission, and other staff in Yemen with blatant disregard for international norms, all without consequence.
Instead of ignoring these developments, the Security Council must use the tools at its disposal, including targeted sanctions, to address these escalating threats, said Ambassador Wood. A negotiated solution to the conflict in Yemen will not be possible as long as the Houthis are allowed and emboldened to act with impunity. We stand ready to work with fellow Security Council members to use all available tools, including sanctions, to enable a peaceful resolution to conflict in Yemen and the region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.